أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين اللهم يسر ولا تعسر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. In our previous discussion, we spoke about being dutiful to our parents, and I remember in our discussion we made mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected or combined his obedience with the obedience of our parents, in a sense that he was saying that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected with the pleasure of our parents. So when we make our parents happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. And the same thing applies to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also connected with the anger of parents. So when we make our parents unhappy with us, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be happy with us, as it came. رِضَ الرَّبِّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدِ وَسَخْتِ الرَّبِّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي سَخَتِ الْوَالِدِ. And also we made mention three people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do answer their dua, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling us, ثَلَاثَ دَعَوَاتٌ لَا تُرَدْ. Three types of dua or three people's dua will never be neglected. Allah will answer their dua. Number one, da'wat al-walid liwaladih, the prayer or supplication of a father or parent to their children. When they make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer. And this is very important when we look at this aspect. It is always encouraged. Parents complaining about difficulty of bringing up children, you need to always understand you don't have the power to be able to guide yourself, not to talk about your children. But when you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and always make dua, when you get up at night, you tell Allah your concern and how you want your children to be. If you go into the Quran, you will see all the prophets, they will tell Allah exactly what they want for their children. So if that is the case, a parent should always have that foresight to make sure that at any given time they make dua for their children and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, and also help them to be obedient, because it is very important, as the respect, being kind and obedience to our parents is something that is very important. Apart from that, the Prophet ﷺ made mention of da'wat al-sa'im, the dua or supplication of a fasting person. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do answer the dua, and also da'wat al-musafir, the dua of a traveler. We ended our discussion looking at the blessings that comes with a child who reads the Quran, act upon the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his parents with on the day of Qiyamah. And I remember we're talking about this in a sense that that person will be given tajun, yawm al-qiyamah, tajun, which is a crown that they will put on the head of the parents. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about this. He said, دَوْءُهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ دَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ فِي بُيُوتِ الدُّنْيَا. The light that comes with this crown is more brighter and shinier than the light of the sun that reflects in our houses in this dunya. So this the reward or some sort of blessing that comes with a child that is obedient and also reading the Quran, acting upon it. And the question will be, فَمَا ذَنُّكُ فَمَا ذَنُّكُمْ بِالَّذِي عَامِلَ بِهَذَا. If you reading the Quran, acting upon it, the reward and this blessing that your parents will get, what of you who acted upon those verses? What of you who read the Quran and acted? If your parents are going to be rewarded in this way, what of you? So in reality, brothers and sisters in faith, the idea regarding obedience to our parents is very important, and we need to take that on board in all aspects of our life. Not to talk about that, we come back to our parents and also say, being the parents, be the best example in your houses. Do not tell your children to do what you don't do. Do not tell your children to do something good and you do the opposite. So we encourage parents also to do the right thing and to be the best example in their houses. Remember, these children are looking up to you. They are looking up to you. If you don't want your child to be abusive, do not be abusive father or mother. We need to be very careful. Whatever we do in front of the children, they are going to take it from us. So be the best example. Let them see you reading Quran. Let them see you praying. Let them see you saying good things about others so that they can copy that from you. So those are our discussion. And today, we continue with the verse number 17 in Surah Al-Luqman, where Luqman continued to advise his son by saying, Ya Bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min hardalin, fatakun fi sakhara, aw fi sakharati, aw fi samawati, aw fi al-ard, ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. In this verse, Luqman continued to draw our attention and the advice he gave his son. He said, even if a deed, an act, were to be like the weight of an atom, mustard seed, hidden in a rock, in a desert, or in the heavens or in the earth, wherever an act is hidden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it on the day of Qiyamah. It will be assessed. It will be checked. It will be judged on. If it is good, alhamdulillah. If it is bad, wa'iyadhu billah. So he is now informing us about being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the idea and the discussion Luqman is drawing our attention in this verse is, we should understand that whatever we do, good or bad, will be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So whatever you do, if it's good, will be brought. If it's bad, will be brought. So always our advice and our lessons are, whatever you're going to do, the concept and the idea and the reason behind believing in Allah, believing in the angels, believing in the books, believing in the prophets, believing on the day of Qiyamah, believing on Qadr, Khairi, wa Sharri, are being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know, whatever you do, Allah can see you. Allah can hear you. Whatever you do, Allah is all-knowing. He sees what's going on. You will be careful. So being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا قُنْتْ. Fear Allah or be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you find yourself. There's nothing that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, هُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Not only what you said, even the things that are in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. So, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Be mindful, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haythuma kunt, wherever you find yourself. These are the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being mindful of Allah wherever you are means, if you are in public, you should be mindful of Allah. If you are in secret, you should be mindful of Allah. It is daytime in the afternoon where everyone can see you. Be mindful of Allah. If you are in darkness, be mindful of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'lamu ma marrat bihi ad-duhur. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows what seasons and time has taken already. وَهُوَ مَا تَعْتِي بِهِ خَبِيرٌ. What is coming in future, he is all-knowing. يُبْصِرُ الذَّرَّاتِ فِي الظُّلُمَاءِ. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُبْصِرُ. He sees الذَّرَّة. We're talking about the smallest and the tiniest ant you can find in the darkness, on the dark rock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it. He knows about it. That is why their sustenance will come from Allah. So he said that wherever you find yourself in whatever situation, whether you are seen or not, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can see you, he can hear you. So for that matter, you should be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this, how do you do after, or what is the implication? And then he said, وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْهُوهَا وَخَالِقُ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, being conscious of Allah is not enough, but what you should also do is follow وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ. Follow any evil deed, any bad deed that you do, immediately do something good behind it. Tamhuha. That good thing will wipe the evil thing. So this is to say that when out of your weakness, out of your laziness, out of lack of your iman, you did things that are haram, things that are not accepted, things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade, don't give up and say, I've already wronged Allah. And for that matter, there is no hope. He's telling you, no, there is. What you do, do not delay. Don't delay. وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ. Follow that evil act or evil behavior that you did with good one. تَمْهُوهَا. It will wipe it. So for example, you might be as simple as sometimes we might say. You sit with friends and you have a chat, and things became funny and you laughed. At that moment, that laughter, maybe it can be a problem that someone will never forgive you for because of how it made that person felt. Just laugh. So what do we do in this situation? At any given time, whatever I'm doing, whatever is happening, I should always remember, even if you laugh, after that, say astaghfirullah, just in case. That is why the Prophet ﷺ taught us this dua, which we call kafaratul majalis. When you sit in a place, have a chat or whatever, before you get up, you say subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. You are asking Allah to forgive you because you don't know that particular sitting. Did you do something that is a sin or something that harms somebody, something that someone is not happy with? So before you get up from that environment, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْهُوهَا. At any given time, whatever the situation, always learn to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And also treat people well with the best of character. Treat people with the best of character. And here also is drawing our attention, being mindful of Allah and treating people. Yes, because those people you see, they are Allah's creation. If you want to be mindful of Allah, as part of being mindful of Allah is being mindful of Allah's creation. Remember, you are the owner of a dog or a cat, and then you saw someone with stones stoning your cat or your dog. You will not be happy. You've not created this dog or cat. It's just that you own it. If you are not happy, someone stoning your cat or your dog, how do you think Allah will feel when you hurt His creation? Whether good or bad, they are Allah's creation. No insult, no abuse, no curse. Allah knew Fir'aun will not accept the deen. But when He sent Musa and his brother, He said, وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When you go to Fir'aun, talk to him, select your words, and be soft in your approach. Allah knows Fir'aun will not accept. Fir'aun is a person who will tell his people, it's going to rain. He will go inside and cry and ask Allah, let it rain. And Allah will let it rain. If Allah has accepted or answered his dua in that situation, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Fir'aun his sustenance, he did not cease food from getting him. He did not cease water from getting him. He did not cease the air from getting to Fir'aun. He gave him that opportunity because he has a plan at the end. If Allah has provided the needs of Fir'aun, even though he has done even what Shaitan has not, by saying, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. So who are you to harm Allah's creation? We're talking about Fir'aun as an example of someone who is one of Jabbar al-Mutakabbir, arrogant people who has ever lived on the surface of the earth. Someone who has disobeyed Allah in and out, if Allah has given him. What of those that are your neighbors, those that are Muslims, those that, remember, we're talking about Allah's creation here. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding being mindful to him in the Quran, is saying, O believers, be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say what is right. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always say what is right. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا وَلَذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Not only being mindful of Allah, but make sure the words that comes out of your mouth are right. Not only they are not lies, even when you are telling the truth, the words should be right. And this has lots of explanation. What we're saying about her, what we're saying about him, is just his character. We are not saying anything new. What we say is just what he's doing. That is what the Prophet ﷺ said. It was backbiting. Because what you said was true. That was his character. That was his behavior. And the Prophet ﷺ said, that is backbiting. If what you were saying was not true, you have lied. Both are haram. So fear Allah, be mindful of Allah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and always say the right thing. Measure the environment, as the scholars of adab will say. لِكُلِّ مَكَانٍ مَقَادٍ. Every place has a specific word or a topic that you can talk about. It's not anything that you can say everywhere, even though it can be right or it can be truth. Assess, Check the people you're dealing with. See their level of comprehension. If really those words at that moment is worth saying. Because that is qawlan sadida. You should try to say the right thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continued to tell us, if we are able to follow this instruction, believing in Him, being mindful of Him, and saying what is right, this is what will happen. These are what are going to happen after that. And He said, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. When you do that, He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will bless your deeds, your actions that you do. Allah will put barakah in it. Allah will make it beautiful for you. Whatever you do, Allah will multiply it and make it better because you are very cautious of Him, and also the words that you say, you make sure that they are right. Allah said, doing this, Allah will better and bless your deeds. And that is not all. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this sort of action, being mindful of Allah and also being careful of words that we say, Allah said, He will forgive your sins because of these actions. And of course, these are actions that are obedience to Allah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, not only He will better your deeds and put blessings and forgive you, but what will happen is, وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Indeed, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly, or that person has truly achieved a great deal. He has achieved the best of success. Why? Because he is conscious of Allah. He is watchful of what he says. Because of doing that, Allah will better his deeds and Allah will forgive his sins. And that action is an action of a person who obeys Allah and follows the Messenger. And for that matter, that person has succeeded. Dear respected brothers and sisters in faith, anytime that we do evil act, anytime that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan will always have some sort of guilt that he will make us feel, in a sense that we want to run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will not let you come back to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Among people, those that when they do evil act, when they disobey Allah, of course this disobedience of Allah is something that we do to hurt ourselves. It does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Naam. Not only they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that doing so is wronging themselves. They wrong themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if we commit a sin, which is we wrong ourselves, but there's an important thing here. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. When they did this, they remembered Allah. Listen to this carefully, brothers. That is being mindful of Allah. You need to acknowledge that you've committed. You need to acknowledge you disobeyed Allah. You need to acknowledge that you've done something wrong. For indeed, it is not the size of what you did. It is the one that you've wronged. So acknowledgement, which we call an-nadama ala ma fat, being regretful of what we did. The moment you do that, ذكروا الله, they remembered Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم, and they seek Allah سبحانه وتعالى's forgiveness. Is this giving us some idea before? We spoke about some verses, we spoke some ahadith. A person commit a sin, remember Allah and ask for forgiveness. What is that? The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we saw earlier, وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ حَسَنَةً تَمْهُوهَا, to follow evil act with good deed, the good deed will wipe it. So when we wronged ourselves, we remembered Allah. So now we feel bad about it. We come back to Allah, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, then they seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And Allah is saying to such people, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, is there anyone who is forgiven apart from Allah? Of course, when you come to Allah, you've come to where you need to be, because it's only Allah who forgives sins. Who forgives sins except Allah? Yes, of course, it's Allah who forgives all sins. So when you come back to Allah, that is following the evil act with the good deed, and then it wipes it. Now, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَسُرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and who forgives the sins except Allah, and they do not know, or they do not persist in going about to wrong Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they wrong themselves, they seek for forgiveness, that is enough. They don't go back in disobedience again. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is just informing us, being mindful of Allah, remembering Allah at all costs and at any given time. هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, this information that we made mention, it is an insight to all humankind and a guide and also a lesson for all those who fear Allah. These informations that we made mention, these are insight. They are information to remind us about Allah. So we should always have this in mind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ فِي الْعَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, for indeed, surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing hide from Him in this earth or in the heavens. So when we're talking about this, we're trying to talk about being mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to try to do the right thing. Which are the right thing? The right thing is what we call al-birr, good deeds. And Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Al-birr, righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, it's not just turning your face east or west in prayer. Rather, righteousness is the ones who believe in Allah and the last day. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this to understand how we can be better people and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل. All these are to talk about righteous deeds and also how can one engage with other people so that whatever they do, not only obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also doing good among people. That's why he made mention of not only that, آتى المال على حبه, and they give money even though they are also in need of it. It's not because they've used and they are okay, it's left in the bank, that's why they're doing good deed. No. They have enough, yes, they use what they need, they still need it, but they thought someone also needed it. And they went further to share and support other people. That is خَالِكِنْ نَاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنًا. So inshallah, we stop here. The most important thing we need to draw our attention to regarding this discussion that we had is, in any situation, whatever we're doing, at any place we find ourselves, we should always remember Allah, we should be mindful of Allah, we should do things to make sure that we don't have issues with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, from here we stop here, and we just take, if there are any questions regarding what we've discussed today, inshallah we stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.